Discontent is a terrible thing. In fact, the Bible says that discontent is a sin. Whenever you are discontented, you are sinning. You see, God knows where you are. Not only does God know where you are, but God put you in your circumstances. God still runs and controls this earth. And He loves you enough to put you in various circumstances because He has a plan and a purpose for your life. Now, when you grow discontent with God's circumstances, then you have grown discontent with God. When you have said yuck to God's food, you have said yuck to God. And that's not a very pleasant place to be in. And so the Bible calls discontent a sin. And you say, well, discontent with what? Well, discontent with your circumstances. You're discontent with the way you look. Get up and look in the mirror. Yuck! Why can't I have a full head of hair? Why do I have to be like this? How come I can't live in an eternally young body? Why is it that I keep growing handles on the sides of my... Why is it that this thing keeps appearing under my chin that flaps back and forth, and the older I grow, the... Discontent. I'm discontent with the way I look. I'm discontent with my circumstances. I'm discontent with my money. I don't have enough. And so I gripe and I complain about my financial situation. I don't like my job. I'm discontent with my job. I don't like the people that I work with. I can't tell you how many pastors I talk to who are discontent with their flock. And I say, why are you discontent with your flock? Well, if you had the kind of people I have to work with, and I say, I've got those kind of people. What I don't understand is people is people. That's who we are. That's all we have. We're all the same. Then we had a friend of ours who was here once. He was a retired American Baptist pastor, and he said that his dream of pastoring a church was that he wanted it to be like a research library that nobody went into but him. And all he could do is get up in the morning and read books and never have to deal with people ever again. Discontent. Discontent. I know women who are discontent with their husbands. They want another one. Not realizing that they're all the same. I know men who are discontent with their wives. Trade her in on a newer model. Not knowing that newer models either break down or run away. Discontent is sin. Paul said, in whatsoever state I am, therewith I will be content. Know the driver's license. Apply for your new driver's license. What state do you live in? State of discontent. Now, God wants us to improve. He wants us to improve our circumstances. But God has you where you are for purpose. He has you where you are because He has a design and a plan on your life. And you will never fulfill that. You'll never find it as long as you're griping and complaining. God condemns bitching and bellyaching.